Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply. Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Jason and John Guest appear via the Landmark Heating and Air phone line, live from the Topps Barbecue Studios on 92.9 FM ESPN, with special guest host J.R. Moore from Ingram Hill.
He's ever really been there, seems a little far out of reach.
Look, Mom, on the radio.
There's someone.
It's a hit.
He's singing.
I've been watching J.R., by the way, too humble to mention this on the air, but you can follow him on Facebook, Twitter. You're on all these social
media. I'm on Twitter and Facebook, Instagram, all at JR Moore Music.
It's a not insignificant audience watching you now on those Facebook Live performances.
It's absurd that it's been going on for almost two years.
Yes. It's, I mean, this is what's happened, right?
It is what has happened.
Kind of cool, but kind of ridiculous.
It's both cool and ridiculous that it's lasted this long, and I mean, you know.
And the Monday performances are great, really fun, themed.
A lot of them are themed. Sometimes not. Sometimes, like tonight, will not be themed.
My niece is a groupie of J.R. Moore.
Love that.
Yeah.
Love
that. You have fans out there.
Old hamburger cigarette.
Yeah, exactly.
Lover. That's awesome. Welcome back to the Jason and John Show. Thank you, Jason Smith, for joining us on your vacation. It's very very nice of him to take a little bit of time away from the wife and child and hang out with us.
Are you doing Thanksgiving here, by the way?
Yes. All my in-laws live in town.
Nice.
And so we'll be bouncing around.
You don't cook the turkey.
No. I'm with Parrish on this that I'm not.
Oh, you're pro steak?
I'm
something else other than turkey.
Yeah, I'm not a turkey dude.
Okay.
And I don't know his argument of if the turkey was so good, why don't you just eat it all the time? I mean, I understand that argument, but dressing is amazing. I don't eat dressing all the time. I eat dressing once a year at Thanksgiving, but I love it.
Yeah.
All the sides, I only eat them once a year, but they're delicious. But unless turkey is the only meat, I'm not eating turkey.
I want to be careful because I'm friends with Parrish's family. They're awesome, and I think they're probably really good cooks.
Yeah.
I would say if you have really, really good zesty turkey with gravy, you would reframe. I don't believe that because my wife is a really good cook.
Yep, so is mine.
Really zesty, good gravy filled turkey and stuff. I think it's just as good as a good steak dinner.
Turkey. Just the turkey.
No,
and gravy.
If you have a when it's commissary. Do you ever go to Germantown commissary?
Of course, yeah.
I always get the turkey.
Really?
Have you ever had the barbecue?
I have not had their barbecue turkey. No.
Try the turkey at commissary, and if you're in the right spirit.
It's one of those things. If I'm going to go to commissary, I want traditional barbecue. Same thing with going to Topps. I know that everybody says their burgers are great.
Yeah.
But when I go to Topps Barbecue, in my brain, I'm like, I want a barbecue sandwich.
See the smoke, taste the flavor. Yes, Topps, our loyal sponsor.
Our loyal sponsor here.
Yeah. I think Topps.
See, I got that in there?
That was well done. You're like a wordsmith. But see, the thing about Topps, this is a Memphis thing. Some of the best places that serve X that's on the name,
yes,
their Y is their best item.
That's correct.
And Topps Barbecue is awesome, but their hamburger, in my opinion, it's the best hamburger in town, in my opinion.
I can't disagree with
it's
that.
It's a really good hamburger.
But you're right. And so maybe I need to try the turkey at commissary. It's right by my house, and I love commissary. But
try the turkey.
Maybe I need to try turkey.
And the deviled egg, too.
The deviled egg is so good. So I'm going to get a burger from Topps today for lunch, and then turkey for dinner from commissary.
Absolutely.
That's what I'm going to do. Well, Brad, speaking of turkeys and burgers and all that stuff. Let's do some respect burgers.
Now it's time for the Jason and John Show Respect Burgers. Sizzling respect burgers served hot and fresh from Jason and John.
I kind of messed up my sound effect buttons there for some reason. I got a turkey in there too.
Turkey. I mean, it's fitting. We were just talking about turkey and burgers.
Yeah, because I was looking for Thanksgiving, and I'm like, oh, look, there's the turkey sound effect.
Maybe that the turkey sound button is what took the place of my drop.
I think it did, actually. That's why I couldn't find the yeah, special guest host, J.R. Moore.
Special
now, here's a turkey sound
gobbling.
Effect.
Yeah. That's basically what it sounds like.
All right, so I've sort of gone through how we do the respect segment.
Respect.
You want to give your first name here?
Yeah, I think my first respect burger, I'm going to hand it out. I'm going to give it nice and juicy, probably some cheese. I'm going to give him a double cheeseburger.
Ooh.
Sam Pittman.
Respect.
Oh, he'll eat it too, bro.
He'll eat it.
Listen, he will take your double cheeseburger.
I understand that Arkansas lost to Alabama this weekend. I understand that. But what that was a fun game.
Yeah.
And that Arkansas team, buddy, they don't quit. And they play hard. And, like, they were not scared and, like, went after it. And, yes, they lost. But it came down to, like, an onside kick that they lost. And if you'd have told me that Sam Pittman was going to be the guy that brings Arkansas football back to respect,
yes,
I'd be like, who, Sam?
What?
What?
Who?
What, are you kidding me? Like, that, there's, I would have never, I thought, like, Sam Pittman was, like, the 11th guy on their list of hires, and he was the only one available.
Literally, 11th.
Yeah. And he just fell to them, and my in-laws, well, my mother and father-in-law live in Memphis. They're from Arkansas. Like, my wife's whole family is Arkansas people, so they are Arkansas through and through. They keep trying
They're all in. They keep calling the hogs and the whole deal.
Yeah, they keep trying to buy my kids Arkansas stuff, and I'm like, nope, you cannot do this. Her brother lives in Fayetteville.
Oh.
They are full on.
It's beautiful up there.
It's beautiful in Northwest Arkansas. So they're Arkansas people. So I get to talk Arkansas with my father-in-law often, and he was also not a Sam Pittman believer when they hired him. And he is, has changed it. I mean, again, kind of like at Ole Miss, what you want at Arkansas is to be a competitive, good football team and that plays hard and, like, has a shot every game. And sometimes you have great years, and sometimes you're just good. And I think it's awesome, and I love it that Sam Pittman has made them, like, not a joke. Not only not a joke, they come to play. You better come to play when you play them, or you're gonna get
it. Was an entertaining game.
I was
glad it came down to the wire a little bit. That was fun.
I get so sick of watching Alabama beat the crap out of people.
I do too.
So that they got somebody, you know, made their booty holes tight. I was happy about that.
My boss is Dan is our resident Alabama fan, and so he's the boss. So you got to support the team. But no, it does get a little overwhelming.
I wish
every week.
I was an Alabama fan.
I do too. I mean,
I wish
at a certain point you get bored, don't you? Being awesome.
No. Okay. I wish life was that easy that I could be like, oh yeah, my
we're
team's
awesome every
again.
Year.
I don't have to stress. I don't have to worry.
You know what I want to happen with Alabama this year? And I'm sorry, Alabama friends. Like, everybody's been talking about Georgia all year long.
Yeah.
Like, but Georgia, this is the year. This is the year.
It better be, because,
like, if you don't get it done this year and you're Georgia, I don't believe it that it'll ever get done.
Yeah. I feel like Georgia is always the Clemson thing, where for the longest time Clemson would always Clemson and poop the bed.
Yes.
And Georgia's kind of the same way. Every time they're like awesome, at the last minute they poop the bed.
Yes.
I feel like
Oklahoma, same thing.
Yeah, I think this is the year that they actually get it done. Like, I think this is the
you
one
think
where they
this is truly
they
the Georgia
the
team that gets I think you're right too.
And if it's not, I don't know when else it would be.
That's
a dadgum professional football team out there.
No, it's unbelievable. Literally, like, their whole defense could get drafted in the NFL.
That is, they're
crazy.
Unbelievable. So, you know, shout out Georgia. Shout out Sam Pittman for making Arkansas awesome again.
Respect.
All right, I've got one.
Yep.
Jalen Duren.
Yeah.
We've been talking a lot about Memphis, and it sounds like we're talking about a team that hasn't won a basketball game. So we're doing this through the prism of we're awesome, right? Because we're like, hey, you know, tighten the rotation.
Yep.
Yeah, we kind of just barely got by. You know, Western Kentucky could have played better.
Sure.
You know, second half against St. Louis, maybe there's some spots where you don't turn the ball over as much.
Right.
But Jalen Duren had 5 blocks and almost a 20-20. I mean, the kid is – and now I'm looking at the projections. And, by the way, these projections are putting him in the top 5 of the lottery
right now.
Yeah.
Like, I do wonder
Shout out to Braxton, by the way, who's job shadowing from Collierville today.
Yeah.
He's the one who pointed out. He's like, have you pulled up the mock draft? I'm like, no, Braxton.
Shout out Braxton.
Yeah, Braxton doing the research behind the scenes.
I like that. I like you have a research guy.
Here, call me Braxton. Braxton.
Constantly.
Braxton is here from Collierville High School. Say hello, Braxton. Here you go.
Hello.
There you go.
Hello, respect burger.
Respect
we'll
for
get,
Braxton.
We'll get him like a junior cheeseburger.
Yeah,
for Braxton.
He gets a junior cheeseburger.
I'm just kidding.
He's our research assistant today. But he is, he pointed it out. He's like, have you seen the recent mock drafts? And he is projected to be a top 5 pick.
That's awesome. That is, do you think that, I guess it translates, he's a grown man.
He looks like Dwight Howard.
Yeah.
Yeah, I do, and I think, but I do think that the game has changed. You know, the Dwight Howards of the world don't work as well as they used
to,
right? Because of the whole stretch in the floor.
Correct. I mean, he's a big old dude, and like against certain competition, he is just overpowering.
Get my music on here.
Yeah, I need to dance in here. I can't dance to no music. He overpowers people, but I don't know if you watched like the beginning of the year, the Kentucky Duke game.
I did.
That also looked like a bunch of
all looked like Jalen Duren
men.
Those
dudes were high flying, and that game in itself was just like the incredible athletes.
Yes.
Up and down the floor.
Paolo Banchero and all those players.
And so, you know, I do wonder that, like, he looks amazing now. When he gets around another dude who's his size, how does that?
Here's what I'd say. Precious, you could see projecting to be the player he's become because he could stretch the floor out.
Yep.
He was built, but he was also, like a, 3-4.
Yeah.
You know, he wasn't playing the five.
True. True. He also has a motor. Precious has a motor.
Yeah.
He's
fast and kind of lanky, kind of almost like Kawhi Leonard looking. He's not the player, but now when you compare this guy, Jalen Duren, that is, to Dwight Howard, here's what they wrote on this one, for example. Duren is already looking like a dominant force at the college level. In many draft classes, he'd clearly be the best big man prospect, but the 2022 draft is loaded with power forwards and centers, so it'll be a battle. The problem is he's not a stretch.
Right.
Yeah. Like, that'll probably push him back in the draft, I would think, rather than pushing him up.
But man, it's fun. Like, he has gotten some follow-up dunks that I'm like, that he unusually can get those and finish them, those dunks, where most guys get it, have to come down, gather, and then go back up.
It's automatic.
He has had some follow-up dunks that don't make sense that he gets to, and it is fun to watch.
This fall, we had the Amani Bates, Jalen Duren, and they're both amazing players. One of them is going to have to play in college for two because Amani Bates is younger and doesn't hit the cap to go into the draft this year. So he's got 2 years left. Hopefully both of them will be at Memphis.
I don't know. But I would love it.
We're starting to doubt it too, but at least one will be at Memphis,
at least one. Yes.
But John made the point. He's like, I think Amani Bates will be the freshman of the year, or he'll be the best. I think for you to be a tournament team, I think you're right in the sense that Jalen Duren he needs to be dominating almost every game.
Yep.
For them to be doing what they think they can do.
Yep. I mean, it's kind of similar as Jaren. You need Jaren to be this thing every night, consistently this thing. You need Jalen to be consistently this thing. I mean, you don't have to be 22 and 19 every night
because
that was otherworldly. But he's got to be a 12-rebound guy and 14, 15 points.
Yeah.
You need that guy, him doing that, like cleaning up. Because you also you need that for the sense of you need space. You need.
Yes.
We struggle at shooting. You need them to have good in rhythm open shots on the wing, and so you have to have a presence inside that makes people squeeze down to guard you inside. Therefore, give your shooters open space.
Well, and you're not going to make 30 footers like Amani pulling up from 30 feet every day.
No,
I mean that first game, I get it. You're excited and you're just watch this.
Yeah, that's not
reasonable.
That's not reasonable all the time.
It's not going to happen every game. So
no, not everybody's Steph Curry.
So shout out to Jalen Duren.
Shout out Jalen,
the recipient of our second Respect Burger.
Respect.
I'm going to hit you with this one. I didn't tell you. I was doing this ahead of time. But we talked about it early on. Respect Burger to Isaiah Stewart.
Oh.
For going after the king.
I mean, he was not going to take it after that punch, that vicious elbow to the face.
If you did not see it in the game last night between the Pistons and the Lakers, LeBron caught our boy Isaiah Stewart. Would look like it almost was an elbow, but really he kind of caught him with the outside of his hand, right in the little thin part above your eye that bleeds easily. And our guy Isaiah went ham after he saw and tasted blood. And it was a lot of blood. And buddy was not happy. He was going after LeBron, trying to throw down, and LeBron wanted none of that. And so, I'm not trying to like condone fighting.
Sure.
In basketball games, or be like, man, back in the good old days, they used to fight all the time.
Right.
Larry Bird and all them boys. I'm not trying to do that and say, but it is nice to see like legit toughness and toughness. It's not like it's not like Caruso and Isaiah Stewart and two guys you don't necessarily care about. He's going after the most famous guy in the world.
And a large man.
Yeah, LeBron's not small either. I don't necessarily think LeBron's tough.
No.
But he's big and strong.
He's big and strong.
And he is also head honcho.
Yes.
And Isaiah Stewart did not care.
No.
He's barreling over his own teammates, his own coaches, security. he is coming. And that was, and so, you know, while I'm not saying I want people to fight, because I don't, I want them to play good, solid basketball, I do give him some respect for being tough and not scared and going at, like, saying, I don't care if you're LeBron.
Well, I got the
I'm
sense.
Coming after you.
I'll be honest with you. Didn't know much about Isaiah Stewart prior to him attacking LeBron James after LeBron James whiplashed him into the face.
Right.
But my man, and I don't think this was, that wasn't fake tough guy, hold me back, Isaiah Stewart.
No, it was not. Not when you're barreling over people.
Because you see
like
this
that.
In the NBA
yes.
quite a bit.
Yes.
And I probably fall into that category. I'll be honest with you. Like, if I don't attack and go back after people, yeah, even if I'm attacked.
That's right.
But if I was going to do it, I'd probably do it like.
Hide behind your wife. Be like, lucky she's holding me back.
Yeah, like, I'd have some person like, hey, look, I ain't going to take it anymore and hold me back. Not Isaiah Stewart.
No.
Isaiah Stewart runs through security.
People,
like, he's ready to take on all comers, bro.
That was not fake tough guy.
And you can see it in his eye. There's a little bit of dog there.
That was not fake tough guy.
He's for real, I concur with you. I respect Berger.
Respect.
I give it to him as well. So, all right, I'll go to this next one here. And we'll look. All right, so I'll be honest with you, I'm not a Luke Combs fan.
Sure.
Wasn't a big Luke Combs fan.
Yep.
However, my wife, when she was getting ready to celebrate her birthday, I'm thinking of, man, it's been a tough couple of years. Coronavirus. What would you like for your birthday? I want to go see Luke Combs, she says. And so we go see this guy.
Yep.
Who's huge in country. Just maybe the biggest. Just won the CMA Entertainer of the Year. He's great. So, and I respect him. I've always thought his music's okay, but I had no idea. And then much like you do, you go to the concert, and the dude blew me away. Luke Combs. So a respect burger for
respect.
Luke Combs, who was at FedEx Forum on Saturday. And I bring up his name because I just want to hear a little bit about your thoughts about as we come back to performances, because you are a performer.
Yep.
But second of all, the big news this week was that at FedEx Forum, for Grizzlies and Tigers games too,
yep,
no mask, no vaccine card. Do you think that will bring folks back a little? They're already starting to come back, but more so than they already have.
I do. Yeah. I know that's not the popular thing to want to say, and I know that I wish it wasn't the case.
Yeah.
I mean, more than one thing can be true. Is that I wish that wasn't the issue, and I wish it was just
people would just go and follow whatever the deal is, right?
And try to, you know, I wish that was the case, but I'm also not head in the sand. I mean, I'm in the business of events and ticket selling, and if I think it's naive to think that a vaccine mandate, especially in certain parts of the country, does not negatively affect attendance or ticket sales to events. I think you're being naive if you think that. Whether you wish it to be true or not is one thing. And I'm with you that I wish it wasn't an issue. But it is an issue.
Now, is it that you see this, or you tour all over the country with Smith & Myers, with, you know, Ingram Hill,
which we
yourself.
Start next week at Graceland Live, if anybody wants to come to a show.
So the Graceland Live show, what day is that?
That's next Tuesday night, the
30th. It'd be a good time to go because a lot of people will be home for visiting maybe and stuff.
Yep.
Graceland Live, you can go see those guys. Do you think it affects us more in this area than in others?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. I think obviously, even if you think about whether you want it to or not, this whole thing has become a political issue.
Yeah.
And so, which also sucks. There's no reason for this to become a political issue.
No, screwed it up for us.
Definitely, where your vote, how the states vote, a lot of times matters whether they're compliant on vaccine mandates and mask mandates or not. And even in places where there isn't a vaccine mandate, we're now far enough out and numbers are kind of down, and the vaccine exists, and there's things that exist about this that people don't want to go places where there's a mask mandate.
Right.
And they just, at this point,
I agree.
They just don't want to go if I have to wear a mask for 4 hours and I have to go to, and I'm trying to, like, have a good time and drink beer and listen to and go to a show or go to a game. If they have to wear a mask, people are like, you know what? I'll just stay home and catch it next time. And so I think all of these restrictions, whether you want them to or not, they all negatively affect event and ticket sales.
And that includes games or concerts.
I think so, yes.
I think that's true.
I
think you'll see more people go, and it may be 100 people more. It ain't going to be 2,000.
I don't think they're going to flip from bad attendance to sellouts.
No, I don't think we're just selling out a Tigers or a Grizzlies game based on that
alone.
But it might be,
it's not
like
gonna be that drastic.
Brad, it's a Wednesday night, and it's an impediment. Maybe he's got to do some app or some card, and it – you know, and I'm vaccinated, of course, but you know what I'm saying. It's a thought.
You're not going to have huge walk-up attendance all the time.
Right.
But your walk-up attendance of, like, somebody's like, hey, I just want to take my kid to a game, or like, we're looking for something. Even if you're in your teens or 20s and you're looking for something to do, and you're like, oh, well, the Grizzlies are playing tonight, we can go pick up some $5 tickets and go sit in the upper deck.
Just go see a game. Right.
Well, it's way easier when there's no restrictions versus, are you vaccinated? Well, do you have proof of vaccination? Do you have your card? Do you have the Clear app? Do you have all this? Can you get a Tesla fast?
Parking, all this stuff, you just go,
you know what? Valley Sports looks pretty good at this point.
Yeah.
And so I think it's not, again, it's not gonna, they're not going to be 5,000 people more in the arena now, but I think it's going to help. The reason they did this is because FedEx Forum goes, we tried to take this stance and we hoped it would work.
It didn't exactly.
The reason we're changing they're not changing their stance because.
Following state law.
Yeah, they're changing their stance because they're not making enough money.
Right.
You don't do this because you were just like suddenly flipped to being a freedom. You're not, you didn't change that. You changed it because you're like, crap, this did not work out like we wanted it to. So maybe this will help our ticket sales.
I must say, the show was the first time I went to a concert of this magnitude since Corona started.
Sure.
It was striking how many people were at FedEx Forum.
Amazing. He played in the round, and it was sold out. That's 17,000 people.
There might have been 20,000 by the time they got everybody in that house because, I mean, it was like you said, in the round, floor full arena.
Yeah.
It's probably right 19,000, but it was crazy to see that, and he was really good. And I'm now a fan, I will say. I mean, he plays a rock show.
It's his success level is fascinating.
So I give a respect burger to him.
Respect burger, Luke Combs. He is totally the everyman. Like that version of him you see on stage,
like the performance fishing gear and all this stuff.
His fishing gear shirt and walking around with a red solo cup. Like that is not like a on stage persona. The man has a wardrobe case full of black fishing shirts, of performance fishing shirts.
That is not a skit.
That is not a skit, man. Yeah. He is. I know his manager, which I did not realize was his manager from years past of working together at events and shows. And his manager is like, "Listen, man, I was driving him around to play shows at Mexican restaurants.
Oh my God!
Quit my job because I had a feeling and I believed in him. And I was driving around to his shows at Mexican restaurants.
That's crazy.
And then
not that long ago now. I mean,
7 years later. It's all happened in 7 years. He is headlining. I mean, they're about to do stadiums next year.
Crazy.
And he's selling out.
Like a Nissan Stadium type.
Yes, yes. And listen, Memphis is a hard ticket market. Whether people know that or not.
It is hard.
In the concert world, Memphis is a very difficult ticket market.
Yep.
To come in here and do a sold-out FedEx Forum amidst a pandemic.
Yeah.
And that's hard to do in a non-pandemic.
Yeah.
Much less do it in a pandemic. And it happens so fast. And he is just like, he is a good old country boy that is a dude who just writes songs and sings songs. It's not a flashy show. It's not a flashy anything.
No.
He's just like, I'm just like, this is what I wear.
I'm a fan.
And
like
I
he's
drink my
he's
whiskey
not
out of a
protect,
red solo cup.
And that he has a whiskey.
Yeah.
Scott Spiropoulos, who's our sales manager, got hit with one of those red solo cups. He tossed it into and it was whiskey filled, number one. And they kept the cup, but he drinks out of a whiskey cup the whole time.
It's just that's a real deal. That's not a persona. So I do give him shout outs. He is just a dude who loves country music and loves singing and songwriting and is good at it.
All right, so I'll play the respect music here one more time because we've got one more I wanted to give a shout out to. And you mentioned this one. This is a respect burger for the Memphis women's soccer team.
Respect.
So they won.
Yeah.
And they got all the way to the Sweet 16, and they fell to Duke here in this past weekend.
Duke, who is the overall number one seed.
Number one seed.
Anytime any Memphis sports gets into the NCAA tournament
round of 34,
of their respective sport, and is successful, like, that deserves a shout-out at any time. And, I think it would have been since, like, 10 years since they'd been in the tournament.
Yeah.
And, listen, you take on the number one seed at their place, and you lose 1-0, that's putting up a good fight. Shout out
to the Memphis women.
Shout out to the Memphis ladies.
Wow, 14-5-2, 5-3 conference. I mean, they're a good team.
Yep,
really good.
A bunch of Canadians coming out here playing soccer.
We had a Catherine Lavasseur interned here. She was a Canadian.
So many Canadians. Yeah. They have a pipeline to Canada. It's just like
smart recruiting.
Right. That's right.
Does Ryan Silverfield have to line any Canadian football players?
Yeah, can we get? Maybe that's the key. We're not getting enough Canadians in other sports to Memphis.
I think we figured it out.
We figured it out. Let's get the Canadian pipeline going. Yeah. Maybe we can keep them here and we can have just a city overrun by very friendly Canadians that say sorry all the time. Can't wait. can't wait. I can't wait.
Yeah.
All right, coming up next, we got Nick Costos from the You Better You Bet show. He's an Odyssey betting sports insider. He's going to tell you all kind of stuff about how to win some bets and maybe not how to win some bets, but who's favored and who you should bet on. You're listening to the Jason and John Show. I am J.R. Moore filling in for the fellas. 92.9 FM, ESPN.
Jason and John guests appear via the Landmark Heating and Air phone line. Live from the Topps Barbecue Studios on 92.9 FM, ESPN.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
With special guest host J.R. Moore from Ingram Hill.
Welcome back to the show. Joining us now is the host of You Better You Bet. What a great name for a show, by the way.
It is a good
You
bet.
Better You Bet. And Odyssey Sports Betting Insider Nick Costos. Insider calls are brought to you by Bet Rivers Sportsbook. Check out the daily specials and see what unique bets are waiting for you at BetRivers.com. Nick, how are you today?
You, man. And I guess, yeah, if we were going to take the name of any Who song for a name of our show, I guess You Better You Bet beats like Behind Blue Eyes since I have brown eyes. Yeah, I think that's probably good.
I mean, your show would have a different vibe, I feel like, if it was called Behind Blue Eyes. You know,
really probably not a good one.
Yeah. I feel like you really did a good job. All right, so I'm going to say you definitely had the Texans beating the Titans yesterday, correct?
I didn't have the Texans beating the Titans, but I did bet the Texans to cover the spread in the game. I'm not gonna lie and be like, yeah, like I knew Houston was gonna win. I just thought Houston would keep it close. Like I didn't think Tennessee should be a double digit favorite in the game. But am I surprised with the way it turned out? Yeah, I mean. Tannehill throwing four interceptions. I guess that puts an end to his MVP campaign. And, yeah, like you saw this Titans offense really struggle now without Julio Jones there. Marcus yep. Johnson, obviously, with the hammy. So it's basically just A.J. Brown. It feels like they still haven't committed to one of these running backs. But now, with McNichols out, now Hilliard filling the third-man role in that RBBC with Foreman and Adrian Peterson. Titans have got some work to do now. I've been consistent coming on this show saying that despite the fact that the Titans lost yesterday and the Colts won, this is still Tennessee's division. Tennessee holds the head-to-head tiebreaker over Indianapolis, still a multi-game lead atop the division. So I still think this team's going to the playoffs, hosting a game on wild card weekend likely here. But they got to get this in order. They need Julio back, and they got to be able to stay above water until Derrick Henry gets back.
Absolutely. As a lifelong Miami Dolphins fan, this is the Ryan Tannehill that I am familiar with.
You know this guy?
I know this guy. and so when you put all the chips in his, like the football in his hand, that and he doesn't have a lot of help, you get interception man. And so you know, they definitely need their help back, and that is a huge deal. I will, the Cowboys and Chiefs yesterday, I did not see the Cowboys only scoring, 9 points?
No, it was terrible.
That would not do good. What do you make of them? They rebound this on Thanksgiving night and back to, a good-looking team? Or are they going to struggle some more?
Yeah, they're about a 7.5-point favorite now against the Raiders. And, we'll see about – we know Amari Cooper's not going to play in the game unvaccinated, tested positive for COVID late last week. So we missed, obviously, the game against the Chiefs, and he'll be missing this Thursday's game against the Raiders. And we'll see about CeeDee Lamb as well with the concussion yesterday and the loss to Kansas City. You know, I think that if you had to guess, he's probably not going to play given that it's a short week here. So with the point spread being Dallas 7.5, I understand how, like, we can arrive at that number potentially. It feels high, but I think we have to downgrade the Raiders pretty significantly for their performances the last 2 weeks, getting blown out on Sunday night a couple weeks ago against Kansas City, getting blown out at home, although I think the final score is slightly misleading because Cincy tacked it on at the very end yesterday. But Cincy winning in, like, somewhat blowout fashion yesterday on the road in Vegas. So I think, like, if people are going to aggressively downgrade the Raiders, then I think we can arrive at a number of, like, 7.5 for the Cowboys. But that's assuming that Cooper and CeeDee Lamb are going to play. And I think that, you know, not that these guys are spread impact players. And what I mean by that, like, obviously, like, if Aaron Rodgers doesn't play and Jordan Love plays, the spread moves in a major way. Like, non-quarterbacks, like, will rarely move point spreads. But when you have cluster injuries at the same position, like, that's something that can move a number. An example I'll give you guys, because you mentioned the Titans. Mm-hmm. When the Titans lost to the Jets earlier this year at MetLife in New Jersey, A.J. Brown and Julio Jones both didn't play in that game, and the point spread moved like 1.5. Because that's a big deal, like, when you lose, like, two really good wide receivers, and these are two great receivers in Cooper and Lamb, I actually feel like they're probably worth, like, a point to the point spread here. So I actually think it's Raiders or nothing for me betting-wise here if the number's going to be 7.5 and I can capture 7 with the road team, the Las Vegas Raiders.
Let me flip back over to the Titans real quick. They've got the Patriots this weekend, and it looks like a tough one. The line's 5.5. It's early. I know we're working ahead of Thanksgiving.
This number's 6. This number's 6. Getting all the way up there right now. Yeah.
Jeez. I mean, did they get anywhere close to that, do you think?
I feel like I'm supposed to bet Tennessee.
Yeah.
I don't think I can get to 6 with this number, and I, like, make my numbers for the week on Sunday night for the week to come up. Mm-hmm. I came up with, like, Patriots 4.5. Like, Wow. It's like it's the same deal as last week. Like, I made the Patriots 4.5 on the road in Atlanta. I bet the Falcons. I would make that bet again. So no worries. Like, I'm not upset that I lost. And Patriots, you know, like, railroaded them, right? So it's tough right now to stand in front of this Patriots train. You would think that Bill Belichick's approach is going to be, we are taking A.J. Brown out of the game.
Yeah.
Like, you do not get to throw to A.J. Brown. And now here's Chester Rogers and Westbrook Akine and Anthony Firkser and Michael Pruitt and Foreman and McNichols. And it just doesn't really feel like Tennessee's going to be able to score a ton in this game. Now, maybe Tennessee's defense comes to play, and that's how they can maybe fall inside this number here. So I have no bet on this game yet. I feel like I'm supposed to bet Tennessee. I don't know if I can get there to pull the trigger. I feel like this is going to be tough sledding for the Titans offense.
You listen to Odyssey host, betting insider Nick Costos, host of You Better You Bet. Nick, are the Raiders incredibly difficult to bet with? Because they seem like the most inconsistent, wildly inconsistent team. They look awesome or horrible every week, it feels like.
Yeah, I just think, like, it really just depends on what on the game and, like, the injury report, et cetera. The team has obviously changed a little bit in the wake of the Henry Ruggs unfortunate situation, losing, like, that vertical element on the outside. And DeSean Jackson isn't a full-time player, so really hasn't been able to fill that role. So I really think it just depends on, like, what the number is on a game-in, game-out basis. I actually bet them a couple weeks ago against Kansas City, more of a bet against KC. That's one I'd like to have back. Like I said before, like, I would bet the Falcons again. I would not bet the Raiders again. So I think it really just comes down to, like what the number is. Like, do I think the Raiders are going to beat the Cowboys? No, but, I mean, if you're going to give me 7.5, I'd bet the Raiders. If the number were, like, 4.5, I'd bet Dallas. So I think it really largely depends every week on what the number is in these games.
Sure, that makes sense. I want to switch to college football here. We have a big one coming up in this area of the country. Every year, the Egg Bowl, Mississippi State and Ole Miss. This year, it's in Starkville, I believe.
Yep.
Do you have anything on that game?
Yeah, hopefully no players pantomiming a dog relieving itself.
I kind of hope that happens,
actually.
Come
on, that's what we want.
I want that.
That's what we want.
Yeah, I guess. Yeah, nothing screams wholesome Thanksgiving entertainment like that.
Yeah.
So I think something to consider here. So Mississippi State opens 2.5. The numbers come crashing down. Mississippi State's now a 1-point home favorite against Ole Miss. Worth noting, Ole Miss beat Vandy this weekend, but Ole Miss did not look good in that game. And Matt Corral, after the game in the locker room, absolutely chewing out his teammates, basically saying, and I'm paraphrasing here, right? No one's going out this week. We're getting ready to play this game on Thanksgiving. Now, we know Corral, not going to win the Heisman, it doesn't look like here, but it's authored a campaign here in college this year that has him probably going in the first round of the NFL draft next year, right? Like, he's had that type of year where he's going to be a high NFL draft pick, right? If I had to guess, I don't think he's going to play in the bowl game for Ole Miss. Like, why would he play in the bowl game? Like, I think he finishes out the regular season, and then he probably, you know, declares for the NFL draft, and he sits out of the bowl game. Nothing left to prove here. So I think there's a chance, not definite, I think there's a chance that this is going to be Corral's last game at Ole Miss. And I think that given that motivation here, we've already seen Ole Miss receiving some support in the betting market here. It's not like that it's moved, like, the crazy numbers from 2.5 to 1, like, two is not really an extremely relevant number, so the move hasn't been that significant yet. Mm-hmm. I think I would only bet Ole Miss in this game. Like, I think you're going to see Corral come out with his hair on fire, and I think you'll see a much more disciplined effort from this Ole Miss team. And again, what is likely, not definitely, but I believe it to be probably Matt Corral's final game at Ole Miss. So Ole Miss or nothing for me on Thursday night.
I feel like you're probably right.
I do too. I like Ole Miss too, and I'm a Mississippi State fan. I hate it.
Part of the Mike Leach experience.
Oh, like it's all over the place.
Them being favored, and it's then all over the place, there's man. No way that works out. All right.
Nick, thank you so much.
Thank
we appreciate you.
Yes, sir.
Appreciate it, guys. Wishing you and your families a happy Thanksgiving and everyone out there minimal sweats winning bets and the absolute very best of luck.
Awesome.
That was host of You Better You Bet and Odyssey Sports Betting Insider, Nick Kostos. Also, be sure to listen to the You Better You Bet podcast for more of Nick Kostos' analysis. Just search You Bet wherever you find your podcast. When we come back, we're going to talk about some more awesome stuff on the Jason and John Show. I am J.R. Moore filling in on 92.9 FM ESPN. J.R. Moore filling in here for the fellas. Thank you so much to Jason Fitz, Jason Smith, and Nick Kostos for joining the show. We had some good information from them. Got the smooth stylings of Jason.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Smith, it was... All in all, felt like a pretty fine day. I got third chair sacks on the other side of the glass.
Yeah, that's
Brad Carson.
That's me.
Brad, are you ready for spring football? A new era is coming this spring.
This just broke while we were in the break. The USFL is relaunching in April. They've unveiled eight teams, and it's the original eight teams.
The original eight from the 80s, right?
Yeah. So it's the Philadelphia Stars, the Pittsburgh, the Maulers, the Generals, the Michigan Panthers. You got Birmingham, the Stallions. So Birmingham's getting a team, and I will credit my friend Dimitri who tweeted this. He's like, hey, congratulations to Birmingham on getting another pro football team and a preemptive condolences for when they fold next year.
Well, I mean, to be fair, They are talking about they're going to play. There's no travel involved. They're going to play in one spot.
That helps.
All in Birmingham, right?
I guess it's all in that site. Yeah, they're going to find a site and they're
just site and do it all there. Which also then makes it kind of like, why do they have cities attached to their names?
Hey, I'm going to the Memphis game in Birmingham again for my home and away.
I'm a Michigan Panthers fan. Yeah. They only play in Birmingham.
See, these leagues, it's tough. I mean, like,
it's tough.
It's, you know, they had the AAF and that didn't work.
It is so hard to get a league outside of the NFL in football. Like, there are tons of basketball leagues.
Yep.
There are soccer leagues. There are baseball leagues, hockey leagues, lots of minor league and semi-pro leagues.
It's hard.
Football is so hard to do.
Well, and the cost-expense side of it is the most important part.
Absolutely.
Because even if you sold a bunch of tickets, like, I will say, St. Louis, you know, I'm from that area, they've done really well with this XFL. Like, they did the XFL right before it folded because COVID really killed them.
Yes.
Those Battle Hawks were getting $35,000 a game. The
lower
bowl at the Edwards Jones Dome was full.
Really?
This is why St. Louis might possibly get either an NFL team back, whether
or
it's
the expansion team.
Or an expansion team, or if the XFL were to come back, they've talked about St. Louis being a place for it because, you know, they don't have football there. It's a pretty big market.
Yeah.
It's a top 20 market. It can work, but that's one market. That's just one city.
That's just one city.
You got to have, like, multiple teams to make it worth your while. So I don't know if it can work. I would bet against it. I just don't see, especially if it's traveling.
Yeah, so maybe this is the key, is that it's non-traveling, and if they make it look good on TV, that's the kind of thing. If it's spring football and you make it look good on TV.
Maybe.
Then
it takes off.
Then maybe it doesn't die after 1 year.
Maybe you go 2 years.
I don't know if taking off is the right thing we're looking for. We're looking for it to last longer than 1 year.
It'll last longer.
I think. Last longer. Aren't we all looking to last longer?
Heard that.
Just a reminder, Grizz game tonight against the Jazz at 8 p.m. Yeah. I think we have a pregame show here on 99 FM ESPN starting at 7:30.
Yes, sir.
My name is J.R. Moore. I've been filling in for Jason and John. Brad Carson across the glass.
Fun, man.
I'll be here tomorrow and Wednesday, too.
Okay. Picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.